This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's Enterprise Biz Bites. I feel you together with Richard Bradbury. We're asking the question, is your company implementing remote work permanently? Poll happening, Twitter, Instagram, at BFM Radio, and also over WhatsApp. Let us know, 018-789-8899. And we've been speaking to a couple of people, Fahad Naeem, about this. With all this talk about remote work as well, there are some best practices for remote work, and this was taken from Forbes.com. So, and as we know that, the world is heading towards remote work, and that will be a little bit more mainstream. So some learnings, right? Firstly, it's important that you don't feel guilty or make your team feel guilty about taking much needed breaks. Even if you have a great team, when everyone suddenly had their team working not from an office but from home, you may have been worried, what if this throws everyone off their schedule and say they don't work as much? So as time went on, it became clear that wasn't at all a concern. However, the opposite was true. Some folks work too much. They're always available a day or night, 24/7, that's not good either. So sure, you may appreciate the availability, but inevitability, the quality of the work will go down, and no one is meant to work that much. It takes a toll on their work as well as on their mental health.
Yeah. So one thing every CEO should do, make it clear that folks shouldn't feel guilty for stopping work at the end of the day. That doesn't mean you can slack off or anything, but it does mean when you take a break, you actually take a break. Mm. Don't just look at your phone, get up, go out, go for a walk. And at the minimum, that's at the minimum, and do a bit of exercise. Treat a remote work break the same as though you treat an in-office break. So during a break in an office, odds are you wouldn't just sit at your desk and on your phone until it was time to go back to work. Mm. You've got to step away from work when it's done, or you won't be able to do your best work. And that's true for employees and CEOs alike.
So for Richard, it's your terrariums and your gardening.
Yes.
Yes,
that's right.
That's your thing. Okay, I actually go out and get some sun. And also, although it took a while for many of us to figure out the best remote work routine, it is important to continue adjusting as circumstances change, right? If you're stumped thinking of ways to adjust your remote work schedule, there is one question you should ask yourself that we found beneficial. What would I do if I was in the office? Go home. In fact, one place that's helped many team members' productivity and quality of life is through meal prep. So no, really, meal prep. That's a new one for me. Think about it. If you were working in an office before you got to work, you'd probably figure out what you're going to eat for lunch, right? So you'd pack a lunch or plan out where you're going or go for lunch, have lunch delivered from. So do the same when you're working remotely, right? This saves you plenty of time as you aren't doing a lot of cooking when you're on the clock. Moreover, it can help you eat that much healthier. You're less likely to just graze and eat too much if you've made a plan ahead of time. And this is just one adjustment that can help your workload as well as your health and quality of life.
Right. Notably, though, you have to make it easy to communicate and make it count when you have to. Use the tools that are available to us, Basecamp, HubSpot, Trello, Slack. All these tools were invaluable before the pandemic. Mm. They're even more so now. Like everything else, their roles have changed over. And WhatsApp, of course, is a big one here as well. And between Slack, Facebook Messenger, and similar platforms, we're all able to keep in contact with each other. With that said, if something has to be done right away, make phone calls.
Right.
That's how someone knows something is serious and has to be done right now. And in short, adapting your remote working protocols as circumstances change and searching for the best way to work right now. This can pay lasting dividends for you and for your team.
Right. And that's the thing, right? Circumstances have changed. So, it's going to be evolving again, right? So you have to be just ready for the next change and be prepared for that. And I get what they're trying to say as well. And if it's really urgent, right, make a phone call.
Yeah.
What a concept.
Yeah. And if you can't arrange a phone call immediately, get in a WhatsApp message and say, gang, can we have a quick meeting at such and such a time? We do it quite a bit. Have you got 5 minutes? Let's get together and have a quick chat.
Right.
And often those chats are like 5-10 minutes and no more.
Right. And then we tend to do it, during office hours, unless it's really urgent. And we've never had anything that urgent so far. But if need be, if we have to get in touch with someone over the weekend because of something that's going to be breaking news on Monday, right, we do that. That's what's been happening about ways to make it easier for remote work. What is the poll? What are the polls telling us, Rich?
Okay, the final results over on Twitter. 49.2% are yes, but only hybrid. Coming in second place is yes, all remote. 19.2% all back in the office, and 11.5% of you are no, it's not applicable. We had a couple of messages over on Instagram as well. That's still 80% for not hybrid work. And from Harish Nair, who said there's no need to be permanent. There's always a middle ground. People always want extremes. And Conrad has said it's a top-down mentality issue.
Right. And, you know, you again, that comment about top down, right? You have to understand, I guess, the leadership will be of a certain generation and the new talent coming will be of a different generation. Yeah. That's all the time we have for today. Thanks for being with us. And I'll be joined tomorrow by Christine Wong. So with that, you've been listening to Enterprise Biz Bytes, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.